This rope, heavy by that, one now will have to be broken with the end of the ship. And that it is used as a rest to wipe the peace. If these have been honored, you would prevent them from being destroyed. In this manner, your reflection on honorlessness be done, and the reflection on temporariness shall be done with the thought that these cannot last long, that these are of brief duration.
这个锅将会逐渐褪色，变旧，产生裂缝、穿孔，而最后变成碎片。 或者因为碰撞而粉碎，这件袈裟将会褪色穿过，然后用来做擦脚布，最后只好丢弃。如果这些东西有一个主宰的话，他一定不会让它们毁坏。应当如此做无主宰的思维。
并且应当思维这些东西不能持久，短时间内就会幻灭。如此做无常的思维。
因此，对引起。
贪念的对象做无常的思维，就是这里的其他对象。为这个观念的问题，是我今天已经开始。以基本的方面，我们那边概念，没讲完呢，是这一点方向。嗯，为这个观念的问题，我已经明白的概念，以后概念的理解，是这一点方向。
当心中升起对有情众生的称念时，实心观就是所谓的其他对象。当心中升起对无生命故的称念时，四大分别观就是其他对象。
Loving kindness should be developed as thoughts and be discussed on the overcoming of the world. Be entranced with the parable of the thought and the light. Even that developing loving kindness, it has vanished. Therefore, the development of loving kindness is the different object for the object which produces anger.
当心中升起对有情众生的嗔恨时，应当修行慈心观，应当依照降伏嗔恨经、句子、譬喻经等开示来修行。反修者修行慈心观时，嗔恨就会消失无踪。因此，对于引起嗔念的对象而言，
实心观就是其他对象。这个问题，我刚刚没有见过。In the Gogra Nikaya is as follows: Because these are the five ways of overcoming inward. Whenever inward is rising in the Bhikkhu, it should altogether be overcome. But are the five?
增之不降伏嗔恨经的开示如下：诸比丘，有五种降伏嗔恨的方法。当比丘心中升起嗔恨时，他必须以这五种方法来将嗔恨彻底降伏。 是哪五种方法呢？
Two of the world highest extended in a person, loving kindness should be developed in him. Compassion should be developed in him. Equanimity should be developed in him. The state of both of mindfulness and reflecting in regard to the object, producing such should be developed in him. Consciousness of the effect of one's own karma.As one's own property should be developed in him. But should it will be overcome in that person? Indeed, this fine ways of overcoming it will. Wherever it is rising in a breakthrough, it should be overcome in an enemy.
当心中升起嗔恨时他应当修行慈心观，应当修行悲心观，应当修行舍心观，应当察觉自己对引起嗔恨的对象没有保持正念与反省，应当思维每个人必须承受自己所造之业的果报。他应当如此降伏嗔恨，这就是降伏嗔恨的五种方法。每当比丘心中升起嗔恨时，他必须将嗔恨彻底降伏。
But when one gets angry with the sense of envy, ism, wrath, or grief, one should ask oneselfWith whom are you angry? Is it with the earth element or the water element? Or who is it that is angry? Is it the earth element or the water element?
再者，当比丘对树桩、尖刺、草或叶等无生命物生气时，他应当问自己，你在对谁生气？你在对地大生气呢？还是在对水大生气？或者问自己，是谁在生气？是地大在生气呢？还是水大在生气？
The one who pays attention to the element, anger in regard to the element is condition.Therefore, the reflection of the elements of the object is the different object for the thought, which produces anger.
思维地水火风四大时，对无生命物的嗔恨就会消失无踪。因此，对于引起嗔恨的念头而言，视为对象的四大就是所谓的其他对象。
With a thought connected with delusion, concerning living beings or their pleasure, the fivefold reliance associated with the devas is the different object.
当心中升起对有情众生或无生命故的愚痴念头时，与佛法相应的五项依止就是其他对象。
We say that connected with delusion concerning human beings or their pleasures, the fivefold reliance associated with the Dhamma is the different subject. The fivefold reliance is number one,The practice of living under the guidance of the teacher. Number two, the work of learning the Dhamma. Number three, the work of inquiring into the meaning of the Dhamma. Number four, the end of listening to the Dhamma at suitable time. Number five, He was of the very Hindu Bodhisattva, but not Bodhisattva.
普相依止是依依照导师的指导而生活起居，二学习佛法，三研究佛法的意义，四在适当的时候听闻佛法，五探讨什么是因，什么不是因。
Through devotees on this path of mindfulness, or through recording to this path is to gain. Delusion is eliminated.
依靠这五项，或运用这五项善巧的方法，就能够去除愚痴。
In the following ways, also a difficult delusion is eliminated. When he while learning becomes energetic through the thought. The teacher punishes him who does not learn at the proper time, him who does not recite well, him who does not recite at all.
比丘也可以运用下列的方法来去除愚痴。在比丘学习佛法时，可以透过这样的思维来使自己积极进取。他这样想，导师会处罚在应当学习的时间不来学习的人，不好好背诵的人，以及完全不背诵的人。
When he was angry from the teams and respected people, after going into their presence, Reverend Das, what is this? What does this mean? His first doubt.
前往拜见道德崇高的比丘，请问他们说，尊者，这个法的道理何在？这个法有什么含义？如此能够去除疑惑。
When the meaning of the various messages becomes clear, while listening carefully to the Dhamma, after going to a place where the Dhamma is expounded to the public.
前往大众听闻佛法的地方，细心地聆听佛法，渐渐就能明了许多经文的意义。
When he becomes expert in listening because of breathing, from what is not, it is called Chinta. This is the reason for this, this is not the reason. For instance, he knows that the eye, visible object, light, and so forth are the reason for eye consciousness, not for ear consciousness.
他渐渐能精通于辨别什么什么不是因，他能够分辨这是某某现象的因，那不是某某现象的因。例如，他了解眼根、色尘、光明和坐意是眼识升起的原因，而不是耳识升起的原因。